Speaking of downtown Chapel Hill, we've got Meg McGurk here in the studio from the Downtown Partnership, and we are joined by Chapel Hill Police Chief Chris Blue, because we got Halloween coming up, and both Meg and Chris have been making fun of me for playing Criminal by Fiona Apple right before bringing the police chief on. That was totally non-intentional, but thank you for joining us today.
Thanks for
having
us.
At our new studio. How are you liking it?
It is really nice.
It is
really great.
I'm going to be asking people how they like our new studio for like the next 3 months. Cycle the people back in, but isn't it great?
It is.
I love
fantastic.
It.
Yeah. Love the view right out to the street.
We got this awesome view. We got a whole bunch of people that we can watch go back and forth, and they can watch us. It's a lot of fun.
Great space. I was going to come down in the mornings and stand outside there with some poster board.
Do that because we've been waiting for the Today Show moment.
Exactly. You
know? We're still in the midst of construction, so we've got like boxes and things still sitting outside, moving in and out. But come next week, we'll be pretty much in place, and then the Today Show can begin.
It looks great.
A lot of fun.
Congratulations.
Yeah. All right, so let's talk about Halloween. Because that's coming up in, I can't believe it, but less than 2 weeks. I've been so focused on the countdown until November 9th, when thank God the election will be over, and I haven't even thought about Halloween, but you've been thinking about it for quite some time, because the planning is pretty extensive in Chapel Hill.
Mm-hmm. It is. We really start planning each year for the next Halloween, you know, like November 1st.
Right.
It's a year-round event as we consider what we learned the previous year and what we can apply. And this year, with the event being on a Monday night, we are looking forward to some continued refinements to our plan.
And this is homegrown Halloween. It's been the case for the last, 8 years now, thereabouts?
That's about right. Yeah,
yeah, where it used to be about 75, 80,000 people would mass downtown. It got a little bit unwieldy. So homegrown Halloween now, closing down some of the streets and parking lots and stopping bus traffic into the city, so that if you can walk there, you're invited. If you can't walk there, maybe do your Halloween celebrating somewhere else. But it still brings like 25, 30,000 people down to Franklin Street every year. A lot of fun.
Yeah, that's our guesstimate. It's probably 20 or 25,000. It's been a while since we had it on a Monday night, but Monday night, last time it came around, was a pretty small group. Mm-hmm. So our plan is scalable from year to year, and this year we are making a few key changes. First off, the time that the street is closed will be 8 to 10:30. We found the last few years that announcing both the closure and opening time really helps people plan their visit. And it helps us when we begin trying to clear the street. Folks know what to expect. We make some announcements in advance of that street clearing, and it just works great. So this year, Monday night, 8 to 10:30, the last few years we've observed more families coming earlier, so shifting the street closure time a little bit seems to support that idea. We also are doing something that we think from a safety point of view is very important, is because we anticipate a smaller crowd on a Monday night, we're going to keep Columbia Street open.
Okay.
And shift the event perimeter from really top of the hill and Spanky's east towards the planetarium. So the last couple of years, as we've watched the crowd trends, the event has kind of moved back towards the planetarium, and there's less activity on West Franklin Street. And we heard from West Franklin merchants for a number of years now that the event really puts a crunch on them and the ability of people to come get to their businesses. So this year, east of Columbia Street is where the event will be, and we think that will be a success.
And 8 to 10:30 has moved up a little bit, because usually it's like 9 to midnight or so,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Yeah, 9 to midnight, 9 to 11:30. We play with that a little bit, but 2.5 hours on a Monday night seems to feel about right.
Okay. Speaking with Chapel Hill Police Chief Chris Blue, you're hearing him there, and we got Meg McGurk from the Chapel Hill Downtown Partnership here as well. And Meg, Chief Blue just mentioned the impact on businesses, mm-hmm. and I know we talked about this with Festival as well, which is the last big street event that Chapel Hill had not that long ago, that whenever there's a big event like this downtown, you close the streets, there's a lot of people downtown, that can really help certain businesses mm-hmm. and do put a little bit of a dent in the numbers for others. So
absolutely.
Who benefits, who doesn't, what's the effect on business for an event like Halloween?
Sure. So the businesses that benefit certainly on that 100 block where the focus of the event is, the bars and restaurants, but not all restaurants. So, you know, the higher end restaurants are not the focus of a Halloween kind of event, so they probably would suffer for reservations for dinner time. But certainly the bars and restaurants that have walk-in customers, they do benefit.
Okay, and how integral are downtown businesses in terms of the conversations with the town, in terms of making these plans?
Yes.
Like, how much of a cooperation is that?
They are a key stakeholder, absolutely. And from the beginning, like Chief Blue said, on November 1st, you start planning. They're a part of that process with both communicating how did the previous night's event go and what can we do for the next one. We had a meeting with merchants just a couple weeks ago, mm-hmm. Where that's exactly what we discussed. And before any of us went public with any of this information, it was first, how do you feel about it? Is this going to work for you? Mm-hmm. What is your, you know, feedback? And we still had the ability to kind of adjust those plans if we heard overwhelmingly this wasn't going to work for them. But we heard overwhelmingly that this was going to work for them, and as well as a positive feedback from last year's event. We feel like we're getting to the right place with this.
Yeah. So back to Chief Blue, and again, 8 to 10:30 is when the road's going to be closed on East Franklin Street, and again, Columbia Street's going to be open, West Franklin Street's going to be open, mm-hmm. Rosemary Street too. So you'll be able to traverse around downtown, but East Franklin Street will be closed for those couple hours. What are the other rules that people need to keep in mind?
Well, let me say a couple quick things about just access to the event, because mm-hmm. you just talked about where traffic will flow, and that's true. But we do expect congestion, of course, yeah. as we see every year. What we were asking people to do is to enter the event from Rosemary Street or from Cameron Avenue. So if you come to the intersection where Top of the Hill and Spanky's are located, we're really going to divert you around to the event perimeters anyway. So if you're walking from Carrboro, go Rosemary Street or Cameron Avenue, and then cut towards the event and use Varsity Alley or McCorkle Place or something like that. The usual banned items, you know, no flammables, no pets inside the closed area, no alcohol inside the closed area, no elements to your costume that really look scary, like they could be used either as a weapon or look so much like a weapon that they run the risk of making people run, mm-hmm. Because that's the thing. One of the things we worry about most of all is a crowd surge in an enclosed area with lots of people. But people have gotten really good at policing themselves with respect to what they bring to the event. So we're really pleased with how our messaging has worked so well the last few years, along with the merchants, along with the university, the neighborhoods. We think it's just going about as well as it can go for an event of that scale.
And what are you going to be dressed as? I know, Chief Blue, you're going to be going as Chapel Hill Police Chief Chris Blue,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, it's a big yeah. costume. Every year,
it's a very important
there's
role.
Hundreds of people out there dressed that way.
it's the most popular one at Party City, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so Meg, what about you?
I have young kids, so I will be out trick-or-treating with them.
Ah,
I'm afforded
gotcha.
That luxury. To do
that.
That
doesn't mean you can't dress up,
though. That is true.
That in fact means that you probably should dress up
as
something.
I usually go by the standard witch costume.
Okay.
Not too much of a stretch.
Get the hat.
That's all the only element I add.
That makes sense. All right. I don't ever dress up for Halloween. I always dress up like once every 5 years. I come up with this amazing idea, and then I'm like, oh, I've got to do that. But I don't do anything unless I come up with an amazing idea.
Right.
So like 4 out of 5 years, I just show up as myself and disappoint everyone.
It's a lot of work to get it right.
It really is. So where can people go to find out more about Homegrown Halloween,
yep.
get a list of the rules and regulations, and find out what they need to know?
We have an excellent website. If they just go to townofchapelhill.org/Halloween, you will find out everything about this year's event. You'll find out some interesting history about the event from years prior. And you'll get a little more information about the street closures and the access points. But we have very high hopes that this year will go off really, really well. We have every reason to think that it will.
Meg, any additional information to add there?
Yeah, absolutely. That's actually the best place to go. Anything that we do on our website, we direct there. If downtown businesses, property owners, or residents have any questions, they can contact us at the Chapel Hill Downtown Partnership, downtownchapelhill.com. Also at the town's website, there's contact information.
Awesome. And again, Halloween in less than 2 weeks, October 31st, Monday. So mark your calendars for that. Meg, any other big information about downtown you want to drop here?
Well, come this Thursday, we'll post the what to Boo and Scare Downtown this week, which will have all of the information about Halloween-related events in the next 2 weeks, because quite a few businesses actually do, internal events that they do before Halloween, and also information on where to go downtown to shop for costumes and things like that. So
where's the best place to shop for costumes?
Well, Rumors Vintage right now is the hot spot Graham Street. That place is hopping, and there's all sorts of things. But, I actually do a little, I'll do some information on our blog about how you can create a costume from CVS or from Walgreens. There's lots of things out there you can use.
And not just in the costume
That's
section,
right.
But yeah.
Yep. You can be creative.
Yep. Go as a box of Reese's Pieces. Just like stick it to your chest. And it's like, I am a box of Reese's Pieces. This is why I only dress up once every 5 years, because the other 4 years, this is the crap I come up with. It's terrible. So Chief Blue, since we got you here, I got to ask about the policing policies with regard to racial disparities in policing that were just announced. Talked with Mayor Heminger about it last week, and I know she was excited about it. It sounds like really positive steps forward. So, what is it, body cameras, regular checks of statistics and data, consent forms, which I know we've talked about in a number of forums, which are very, very important and have shown positive results in a number of communities and racial equity training. So, additional information on that, and what feedback have you gotten from the town?
Well, great feedback, and you just nailed a number of the initiatives that are underway that we really are encouraged about. And, there's a real question in our community about how we manage low-level marijuana enforcement. And so we, like some other progressive-thinking communities, are trying to make sense of that. And so we'll work on some plans that continue to de-emphasize that as an enforcement angle, but also to where enforcement is necessary to figure out ways to not arrest and address any other disparities, because that is an area where we really do see disparate outcomes. And I think the national conversation the last few years has really motivated communities to take a good hard look at what might have been considered good old-fashioned police work tactics that actually lead to pretty dramatic differences in outcomes, and confront those and own those, and work as a community to address them. And I think that's how we've always done business. I think we all can get better at it, and I'm excited about the things that are underway.
And I got to say, I was speaking with Robert Campbell, the Chapel Hill NAACP, and he was this full of praise for the Chapel Hill Police and for police departments around our community for really being willing to sit down and have a hard conversation and take steps to address this. And this is something that we see in communities around the country where there's this animosity that develops between police and community members, and we don't have that here. And we have people on all sides, every stakeholder, the police departments, the NAACP, just residents of the community coming together around the table to have a conversation and really commit to making the community a better place and taking steps. And just on behalf of everyone, thank you, because I think that's so important for every community.
I think we're all in this stuff together, and I really believe in this community. We all feel that way, and great things happen when you have that perspective.
Chapel Hill Police Chief Chris Blue, Meg McGurk with the Chapel Hill Downtown Partnership. Again, visit the town's website for more information about Homegrown Halloween, and we will see you there in 13 days.
Thank you.
Thank you.